Hello, everybody, and welcome to another podcast.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello. Quirky and Chenille here again.
Yes.
Counting down our crazy quirky things that we count down.
Yes, why not? And let's have a fabulous little conversation about Bogan National Anthems.
Bogan National Anthems is our podcast this time.
Bogan.
Bogan? I don't know about that. So get your flanny on.
Yep.
Put your packet of Winnie
Tear
Blues.
The sleeves off.
Put your packet of Winnie Blues in the top sleeve on the top of your sleeve. Maybe spray on Fabergé jeans.
Yes.
Pair of moccasins. Your mullet, you're ready to go.
I forgot about the moccasins. If it's cold, you could wear desert boots, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about desert boots. So for some of our international listeners who may not know what a bogan is, what is a bogan, Christine?
So a bogan is... Well, it's a really good question, isn't it?
Mm. I think I tried to explain this to American friends recently. I said it's kind of a mixture between... a redneck and trailer park trash.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of is.
Except
that.
They live in cities mainly, but yeah.
And they tend to live, tend to live in the western suburbs, depending on where you live. So if you're in Perth, if you're in the western suburbs, you'd be in the ocean, so that wouldn't work.
No.
So you'd be eastern suburbs. But, you know, in Sydney, it tends to be western suburbs. What, in Melbourne, it's like north more.
Oh, they call it different things. No, it's still west in Melbourne
because I grew up in Melbourne.
But they're called different things around Australia too.
Yes.
So bogan has been the word that I think Australia has now embraced, but it's taken a while. But I know in Melbourne it was bogans. In Sydney, they were westies.
Yeah, sometimes
they
Westies.
Were boona-
Westies was like
they were
the...
Boonas in Canberra, which is from the Boondocks.
Oh, okay, right.
They were Bevans, I think, in Adelaide. Bevans. What's Adelaide?
That's Adelaide.
So I don't know.
Adelaide's just weird.
So everyone just had different weird... Oh. And there might have been Boonas or something from in Queensland.
Oh, okay.
But... Mm. Yeah, but bogan seems to be now the word that's
universal,
been... well, not universal, but nationally. Australians have nationally embraced
just
the word bogan.
Me there. It's so been embraced. Let's
it has been
that.
Embraced. So we've said a few times in podcasts gone by, which you can look at in our back catalogue, that... You know, that'd be in the Bogan National Anthem list.
Yeah.
So we've actually made one.
Yes, we thought that would
Here
be
Here is the Bogan National Anthems.
Yeah.
We've got 15 songs that bogans that will be raising their can of VB to.
Shouting at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, and I think...
With a drunken slur.
You'll
if
see,
you don't have the drunken slur.
You'll see the theme with them. Yeah. It's got to have really heavy guitar.
Yeah.
Like heavy, loud guitar.
Pretty simple lyrics.
And simple lyrics.
We don't
not a lot
make
of depth. No stories. There's no pina colada song in any of these.
No.
And somebody screaming their tits off is usually a bit of a help as well.
Yeah, that would be the best way to do it.
Yeah. You're in a smoky pub.
Yeah.
You're playing pool, you're drinking VB
out of cans.
And if someone looks at you, you'll start a punch up.
Yeah.
It's that kind of
Yeah. Stick with the pool cue, off you go.
Yep, or glass them, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Try not to glass them. People out there.
Yeah, can we? Just, maybe, Trev, we might
maybe,
take that bit out.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be a bit fun to start with. I don't think we can have our bogan list, and we've just talked about VB, Victoria Bitter, which is the drink I grew up on, which I actually don't mind. I don't mind a bit of VB.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
It's only good with lemonade or lime for me, and I still don't really like it. I could do a Tui's, but it still has to be a shandy.
Okay. And, you know, there's no shame in a shandy. That's,
well,
you know, well unless you're a guy, and then there is. But okay.
But I'm just, beer's not for me.
So, at number 15...
Except for German beer. German beer.
Oh, see, I don't.
No, but like in Germany.
Yeah.
Name dropper.
Yeah.
German beer in Germany is delish. Anyway, sorry, where were we?
So at number 15, I thought I'd start with the VB ad.
Yeah.
And actually, it was an ad in the 70s, and it's one of those ads that's been such a successful campaign. It was in the 80s, 90s, noughties now. It's one of those voiceover dreams. Like, it's one of those Aussie voiceover things I would, you know, I'd love to do.
Yeah.
Because it's the you can get it working, you can get it whatever, and you can get it working a plow.
Matter of fact,
I got it now. And it goes dee 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 dee. Yeah, it's just you hear that even if you don't have any words or any, you know the music, and that's good advertising, my friends. That is good advertising.
Yeah, even the Tubby's one is not bad because they sort of say, "Do you feel?" like beer. A tweez. The best cold
beer is cold. Yeah, it's not quite the, like the VB one. Saying? I think is different.
I know.
It's bigger.
It's not as good. I'm not saying that. Just saying beer is really good at advertising.
Beer VB is very is good winner. At advertising, and VB, the VB,
it's the winner.
Theme song, is the best one out there. I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
So that's how you can get it doing a lot of things.
Yes, you can get it punching numbers in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I don't think they have that.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that one.
No.
Maybe that's, you know,
it's usually man things.
You go VB, commercial making people. Maybe you could try that one. See how that goes.
Yeah, you usually have to start with now or something. Yeah, so it's something that rhymes with now. So I don't know.
Okay. We'll have to analyse this.
Something to think about.
Yes, we'll do some analysis. We'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think number 14 you should do as well.
Oh, really?
Because it was, I did not know what this thing was. I know the song, but I did not know what the thing that
So, and you will see that in our top 15, let me look quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them are Australian.
Yeah.
Which is no surprise.
Nope.
So this one's actually English. Oh. So the band is Chumbawamba, and the song is called Tub Thumping. And some of you might be going, nope, no idea.
No idea.
Until like you start going, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You know, I'm going to get me down.
And you even sound like you were slurring then, too.
I know, and I've only had one glass of wine.
So it's almost like you just channeled it. Channeled your inner bogey.
Well, that's it. And, you know, they sing Pissing the Night Away in the song. So tub thumping, in terms of boganity, it's, you know...
I suppose being a girl, you can scream it's a little this. Easier because you can sort of, you know, do the whole... Hey, you.
Which is why he says he drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks... No, just whatever someone's got a little bit left of. Yes, but definitely a song that you can scream out loud when you're drunk, in a pub, wearing flanny, playing pool, drinking VB.
That other people have left.
Yeah. Yeah, but make sure they've left, because don't be drinking someone's VB. You know.
It could be ugly.
Yeah.
That's when we get into the scary bits. Okay, so number 13.
Number 13.
Screamer Jets, Better.
Better. See, never get anywhere.
They don't care.
This is a great there. Song.
You know, and I know better.
1, 2, 3, 4. The interesting thing was, with a lot of these songs, the test for us is, oh, God, I don't like that song, so it's probably a bogan anthem. I really like this song. Yeah. I like the Screaming Jets. I love Dave Gleason. Yeah. I love his voice.
Yeah.
He's just that Aussie pub rock voice. I think I've talked about this before, but worth saying again.
We had kind of a couple of different rules, so if we kind of went, that would be one of the things.
It's a good test to say it probably is. It's an indicator.
Like, okay, in a pub, as you were saying before, smoky, pool-playing guys with flannels, they're witty blues, and they're screaming at the top of the
line. If this came on the jukebox.
So
you'd go,
But I agree. I really like this song.
Yeah.
Really like it. It's a classic Screaming Jets. And the film clip is perfect too. You know, it's just them standing with like nothing but just screaming into the microphone.
Because when you're Dave Gleason, that's all you need.
Yeah,
you've got that voice. You don't need...
With skulls and stuff, which just doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Yeah, exactly. Great classic Aussie song.
Great classic Aussie classic song. Love it. Such a good song.
The next one, not a classic Aussie song.
No, not Odyssey at all.
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, the boss. Yeah. I've got to say, I'm not a massive Bruce Springsteen fan.
No, me.
I can respect, you know, what he's done. He's got his fans. He's got his audience. He's got his tribe. That's cool. I'm just not one of your tribe.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't hate you. I don't wish you bad things.
No,
you're just not my thing.
No.
But people who have seen him live have just raved about how...
Oh, yeah.
See, some people...
And I'm sure he would be.
Yeah. So, and we've talked about this before, a singer versus an entertainer.
Yeah.
And he looks like an entertainer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he plays for a long time.
Mm.
So he's on the stage for a long period of time.
Yep.
And Deb, who hopefully is listening to this podcast, will know that she's a massive Bruce Springsteen fan. Like, massive. And she was telling me that at the concert that she goes to, she's like, he'll go here and he'll sing this song. And then he'll move over here and he'll sing this song. And he'll move here and he'll sing this song. And to me, I go, oh my God, like abject horror. because that means it's the same concert. Every single time. Yeah. And for me, that's like, no, I need it to change up. I need it to be different. Okay. But she was really kind of like, and then you'll go here, and then you go here. That terrifies me. Like, that would be my worst nightmare. Now, I'd want to see it once for sure.
Yeah, but if you saw a concert twice, you would want to see something slightly different. Yeah. Not exactly the same. Interestingly, talking about that, I saw Janet Jackson a couple of times.
And are you bringing that up again?
Awesome concert. She, at the same point in the concert, she cried during the song Again, which is one of her really sad sort of songs. Yeah. She stopped in the middle and she went, I'm sorry, Sydney, I'm just so overcome with emotion. I'm sorry, it was Melbourne. I'm sorry, Melbourne. Okay. And I spoke to a friend in Sydney who went, she did exactly the same thing at exactly the same point and went, I'm sorry, Sydney, I just love you all so much. Yeah, not cool.
A bit staged.
I know. But anyway, so yes. So
massive, she loves her.
But Born in the USA, you can scream your tits off to that one.
You can scream your tits
off. And it's very, it's working class, you know, he's born in New Jersey,
You don't even have to have a good voice.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, radio. Interestingly, at number 11, feeling like I'm calling bingo here.
At number 11, Legs 11! With ZZ Top. We didn't plan that at all. That was going to be Legs 11.
Yeah, okay, we did.
All right, we did.
It was actually going to be 10 or 12, and then we went, oh my God, you said Legs 11. I went, yes!
By ZZ Top. Creepy, creepy old fellows with really long beards goggling out of the car windows at
Billy Gibson, what's his name?
Ridiculously short skirts.
He's it is a bit creepy. He's
but it's also a little bit catchy, you know.
She's got legs, she knows how to use them.
Most people know how to use them.
She never begs, she knows how to choose them. You're going,
Really? You're getting sad now.
But I remember when ZZ Top became big, and again, I was 13 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either.
It wasn't like I love this band. And, there was a lot of music I loved.
They did do the spinning guitar thing.
Yeah, the spinning guitar thing was cool. And they had big long beards.
Which was a bit odd. Although, I didn't kind of understand that.
I do remember that there's always everything in life has a Simpsons episode. Yes. Covered, right?
So
there was an episode of The Simpsons where Bart went to New York for the first time. This is many, many, probably 15 years ago. Simpsons been going 30 years.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah, where he saw some he saw some Hasidic Jews and he went, oh my God, ZZ Top!
No.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yes. Yeah, all right, so now we get into our top 10.
Top 10.
And this
with
one again.
Bullet, baby.
This one at number 10.
We haven't even given it the proper name for the artist because you don't need to.
You just need to play the first four notes. The opening guitar riff, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yep.
Gunners. Don't even bother calling them Guns N' Roses.
I wonder if they're called the Gunners everywhere or whether that's
not
just
the
an
Gunners.
Australian,
just
Australian
Gunners.
Thing. Yeah,
Gunners.
No, sorry, Gunners.
Yeah.
Whether they're called Gunners everywhere or whether it's just Australia that goes Gunners.
You know, I don't know.
That would be
because it is a very Australian thing, but I would think surely they're fans.
Stuff.
Yeah. But it is, it fits so well.
Oh, it does.
But this is, and this is another one where I went, I love this song.
I do love this song as well. It's a beautiful song.
It's got everything.
It's got the
Slash's guitar work in this is incredible.
Swain Axe is pretending to dance.
Yeah.
It's got it all happening.
Incredible guitar. Incredible everything.
Good guitar.
But just, and good, great words, great everything, but just scream your tits off.
Top of the lungs, people. Let's go. Do it.
Yep.
Loud as you possibly can.
And again, we were actually talking before about doing a songs with very memorable riffs, guitar riffs.
Yeah, this is good.
This may make another appearance. Yeah, this have to, I think.
I'm making a little note.
Yep.
Making a little note, checking it twice.
Gunners.
Awesome guitar riffs, babe.
Awesome. So now we're well and truly into our big ones. There's another American artist.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, in our top, from here on in our top nine, I think there's three Americans and all the rest are Australian.
Yep, correct.
So go.
When we go through them, it'll make complete sense.
Number nine.
Hurts so good.
Hurts so good. Come on, baby. John. Make it hurt so good.
John Cougar Mellencamp. Or is he John Mellencamp? Or is he John Cougar?
I was trying
to think, which one is he now?
Well, at the time, he was... Because he was John Cougar, right, first.
Initially, yes.
Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
And then wasn't he...
get married
But then he wanted to be just... Yeah, just Mellencamp, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was.
But then it was like John Cougar Mellencamp, in case you've been missed the last 15 years. Here's all the names I've used previously. Obviously.
Yes. These are my other pseudonyms, so that if you wanted to catch up on anything, we're dissing him, which we shouldn't, because this is a good... I like this song too, actually.
Yeah.
I like John Cougar Mellencamp.
And then Jack and Diane, which is also almost the other song we put into.
Yeah. Oh, so close.
But this is probably more boganic.
Boganic.
I think.
New term.
Yeah. Yep.
New one. You can share it, people. Share it with the world. Boganic.
Yep.
It's a good, it's classic.
And again, going to any bogey sort of pub, any sort of place, this will be on their playlist.
Yep.
People will know the words.
Yep.
One of those ones. Yeah. That's
it's a done deal.
Yeah. It's what you want. That's what you
absolutely.
Want.
Absolutely. He's actually kind of cute too, I think, but you know.
Now we get to why you like him.
Well, it's okay. There you go.
It's you're revealed. In a safe space.
Oh, thank you.
You're in a very small space as well. Yes. In a safe space.
Small and safe.
Yes.
So we go from one extreme probably to the other, I think, from there, but you know.
Yeah, really. Number 8, We Can't Be Beaten by Rose Tattoo, or just the Tats.
The Tats was the name of the rugby union team, the Waratahs. Oh, the Tars. Oh my gosh.
Oh, just like,
sorry, listeners.
So freaking embarrassed.
Shows you how much about.
So the Tats, Rose Tattoo, Angry Anderson, who did actually was bald and had tats all over him.
Yep.
He's just an extremely interesting person.
He's fascinating.
He is.
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah. I know. And he's just not what you expect at all. He's got depth. And he sings this and you go, oh, God, here we go.
And he's fiercely loyal to his family. He's really protective of, like, kids.
Causes, like, if you're a kid with cancer or something, he is there. He is fighting for you.
Yeah.
He is doing everything he can. He is a wonderful human being.
He is a gorgeous
human. Wrapped up in a fucking scary body. With tattoos nearly everywhere. But
and an angry, cranky look on his face.
And calls himself angry.
Yeah.
Great singer, great artist, and I said just wonderful human being, which is so dichotomous.
I know, it's beautiful though. It's actually one of those funny things that when I catch public transport and you sort of look down the carriage and there'll be a whole heap of people, if there's like a punk or a ridiculously tattooed person, most people avoid them like the plague.
Don't sit next to them.
I don't. I sit right next to them. They actually are quite polite. They'll say, excuse me, this is my next stop, do you mind? You know, they're just lovely people. They're just that exterior that they're trying to just repel people with.
And it works because it gets rid of a lot of
people. Oh, absolutely.
Gets rid of a lot of people. But, yeah.
But doesn't scare me, baby.
So you're saying Angry Anderson's all squishy on the inside?
He's squishy on the inside. I bet you his family says that about him. I bet you all the causes he supports. I bet you he's such a little squishy.
No, I just want to hug him now.
Do you want to hug him? Kiss his bald head because he's probably shorter than me too.
Yeah, I reckon he is.
All right.
Love you, Angry. Love you. Love the Tats. And We Can't Be Beaten, though, is a big bogan anthem. It is. And that's, you know. It's not always a bad thing.
No, definitely not. All right, let's go American again.
One more, two more Americans.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. From the day I was born. Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. Yeah. I don't know if it was George Thorogood and the Destroyers or whether it was just George.
Destroyers.
Yeah, okay, it was George
Thorogood. I mean, we usually get shortened to George Thorogood.
It's just George Thorogood and the rest or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, chopped liver. And chopped liver.
Yes, exactly. But yes, it is and the Destroyers, which is such a cool name anyway, the Destroyers. That's just awesome. This is a good song. You know, it talks about when he was born and how the nurses all kind of gasped.
And went, yeah. You are bad, and I know that right now.
Yeah, it's such a good bogan song. It's just a classic bogan. You can't get any more bogan than that, really.
Well, except for the next 6 songs.
Oh, except for one thing I have to tell you.
Ooh.
There's this person at work who has Thunderstruck as their ringtone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's a girl, which is surprising.
Wow.
But anyway, back to George.
Back to George. Classic bogan song,
yeah,
you know.
Beautiful.
And everybody thinks they're bad to the bone, so they, look at me, I'm going to be bad. I'm going to, like, totally associate with that song, and therefore I'm bad by association.
Yeah.
See how that
but
works.
But really you're not.
Yeah.
We
really. Yeah, really you're rubbish.
So, good-o. Where are we now?
Okay, number six. This one. And again, this is one of those songs, even before the guitar comes in, or just the little start, two or three bars, you go, yep, this is about to get big. Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys.
Yep.
Pretty much, I'm not going to say their only hit, but...
Oh, they had a couple.
But this is their, by far, their biggest.
Streets Ahead.
Run to Paradise. Yeah. Just...
Yeah, belt it
one out. Of those ones you can belt out. Big guitar, big everything. Yeah.
And he's also quite small as well, the lead singer of this as well. So I don't know whether they do tough, bogany songs because they're small. George Thorogood's not, though, so I don't know. Yeah. There's no theme. I'm just spitballing here.
Okay, spitballing. Ew. Look out.
But it's a great song.
But it is, and it's also one of those songs that...
This feels like a little bit of a confessional because I quite like this song.
Yeah,
this
I know, I do
and
too.
And I quite like screaming it out.
It is, I've got to say too, in fairness to aforementioned lead singer, super hard song to sing.
Yes.
Real, if you've got one of those big... big rock voices, you can sing it, but it's not, this is not for everyone.
It's not for the faint
hearted. Well, unfortunately it is for everyone when they get drunk and sing it in their flannies and drinking VB and playing pool.
Yep.
But it's a song that most people shouldn't sing.
No.
But they do.
Yeah. It's okay to do.
The other thing I love, well, I've said that, you know, random thoughts always pop into my head about different things in life. I always think it'd be funny if anyone asked me for a name for a drag queen, Rhonda Paradise. Can you imagine like a rock chick drag queen called Rhonda Paradise? Hello, darling, I'm Rhonda Paradise. Like, I just think it'd be fantastic.
I love it. That is perfect. That is going to be your drag queen name from now on.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I might change.
Well, it's already Chenille, but yeah, you know.
All right, so the next one is Back to the Americans.
Yes.
Back to the States, back to stateside.
And this is probably the Trailer Park Trash national anthem.
Yeah, for sure it is.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You know, even the name kind of gives it away.
Mm-hmm.
It's very South. It's very redneck. It's very trailer trash.
Yeah. I want to be flying the rebel flag. So dust off your Confederate flag.
Exactly.
Because you've probably got one somewhere.
And on your barge on the river, you can dance around with your shirt off, half naked. It's okay. Yep. Drinking
moonshine,
wild turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Straight from the bottle.
Yeah.
And smoking your fags because you're in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You can totally do that.
Although it's been adopted by Australians, even though it's Sweet Home Alabama.
I know.
But it's,
it's one of
the. And I'd been. And the reason this song just makes me roll my eyes so far back into my head that I almost pass out is that I'd been to stuff when I was starting uni and going to parties, and they would finish with this song. What? Yeah.
Because they were thinking everybody was ridiculously drunk and they were going to get on the dance floor and sing and dance through it anyway.
Or it was the second last song, and we'll get to what the last song was when we get to number one.
Oh, right.
That's why I also don't like number one.
What uni did you go to?
Yeah, it was in Melbourne.
Okay. I was thinking, did you go, like, you know, Armidale or something?
Footscray. Well, I finished at Armidale. Mm. I went to Footscray Institute, which is now Victoria University of Technology.
Ooh, okay.
So now our top four. We're into our top four.
There was just one little story I had to tell you about Lynyrd Skynyrd and Sweet Home Alabama.
All right, hang on. We'll stop and pause.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So it just reminds me of Con Air.
Yeah.
So the it actually features twice in Con Air. So features once when the cross-dressing Asian sort of looking guy.
I haven't seen the movie.
Have you not seen Con Air?
No.
You will hate it probably, but...
Yeah, I know. I probably will.
It's got Nicolas Cage in it, so...
I don't like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I thought you wouldn't, but this is... Yeah, it's...
The only thing I like out of, the only thing I like out words. Of Con Air is Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live Without You, which was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, but you've not seen it.
No.
wow, Nicolas Cage looks terrible with the long hair, but it's quite a lovely story.
Mm.
But there's two parts with this song feature. So one part, that guy is dancing around the plane after they've taken it. I'm waving my finger in it.
Yeah.
He's dancing around the plane or the place where they've got after they've taken control of it. So they take control of this Conair plane. And then the other is when there's this pedophile guy playing with a girl. Yeah.
Ew.
And taking her doll. And
ew.
It's wrong, but he doesn't hurt her, so that's okay.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
And he ends up,
It sound like a great movie I need to watch.
It is a really good movie, but there is some parts that, you know, if you're young and sensitive, I wouldn't suggest you watch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always also where Cyrus the Virus comes from.
Ah, yes. Yes. Okay.
It's a good movie. Anyway, so there you go. Okay. There was my other bits I just want to add in about.
So now we are into our top four, which are all, it's all Australian.
All Australian.
All Australian from here, mate.
Australian.
Fucking oath.
Fucking oath.
Fucking A.
No, fucking A feels it's more American. Like, yeah, that's very American. I know. But yeah.
Okay, so number four. Working class man, Barnsley.
Barnsley.
I don't even need to say Jimmy Barnes. I just say Barnsley. So this was Barnsley by himself.
Yeah, he stepped
as
out.
As opposed to Cold Chisel.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, and if you're thinking, wow, this is number four, what are the other three? You know they're going to be big. You know they're going to be big.
We're going to get big. We're going to blow the house off.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to blow the roof off.
Because this is, it's, and it's set, even the film clip is in a steel mill and sparks and shit flying everywhere and sweat. And
so, because I was also thinking that this was the Canefields one. I thought that this was the one.
Yeah, there's that too, yeah.
Oh, so there's a couple of different scenes. Or is that Freight Train Heart? Anyway.
Yeah,
one of those ones.
They're all the same. In fact, this is probably and there was a movie too called Working Class Man with Michael Keaton. There was a movie which used this as the theme though, in the like mid-80s. Yeah.
Michael Keaton?
Keaton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, American.
Wow.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, weird. Yeah.
This is very, very Aussie.
It is very, very Aussie.
Very Aussie, very bar.
And I think it's probably a good time to mention, you know, it's a thing that we've started.
Yeah.
It is. We have different halls of fame.
Yeah.
And so the Australian, or not even Australian, just the Bogan Hall of Fame, Bogan Music Hall of Fame, Cold Chisel.
Inducted.
/ Barnsley.
Yeah,
you're there.
Been inducted.
You are there. You're inducted into the Bogan Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Barnsley, Mossy, and all the boys. You are so there.
Oh, my goodness, so there.
All right, so number three, you touched on it before.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
It's got really complicated lyrics, this one.
It does.
That's struck by Akadaka. Well, for the ones that say ACDC.
Akadaka. The lyrics that you can actually understand.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Brian, we just need to enunciate that a little bit better. You've got to say some of the best guitar playing you are ever likely to hear in a song between this and Gunners.
Yeah.
Incredible guitar.
It's magic, isn't it? And
so Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC. So AC/DC like is its own, it's its own thing. It's its own Hall of Fame. It's own juggernaut. It's its own thing altogether.
Yeah.
And they've got some absolutely classic songs, and it was really hard for us to choose which one would make the Bogan list, but you know, this one did make the Bogan list. But they all sound pretty much the same.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
No, they're not the same, but
well, actually, I originally, when this song came out, I just went, wow, who's this AC/DC?
Yeah.
You know, this is maybe one of my little secret. I like this song. Yeah.
It's one of those ones when you're drunk, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, even when you're not drunk, it's still awesome.
Yeah.
It's an awesome song.
Yeah. It is. It is. We've said it.
We've said it. It's out there. The world now knows.
Yeah.
Like Thunderstruck at ACDC.
So let's go to number two. I'll do this one. We did touch on this one in another one of our podcasts but. Am I ever going to see your face again? To which, of course, the correct response is, no way, get fucked fuck off. I'm not sure how much more bogan you can get.
Absolutely. And this is like
the Angels.
Day on the green. It's been a long day with lots of people drinking all day in the sun, which is never a good combination.
No.
And alcohol. And the Angels come on, they play this song, and the entire place goes off like you wouldn't believe. Like a frog.
Like a frog in a sock.
Thanks, like a frog in a sock. Unbelievable. And they're all screaming and yelling. And it's actually one of those moments where you go, I'm just going to look around and watch
the people.
This is bizarro. Mm. Feel like I'm in bizarro land. Mm. These people just, you know, people that have sat still all day, didn't even follow the beat with their legs or move at all. All the time.
Now slam dancing, feet. Yeah.
Yes, slam dancing, screaming at the lungs. It's just, it's a bizarro stick.
I want to know, how did it start? How did No Way Get Fucked by Corpse start?
No.
Who did this and how did that stick? How did that get into mainstream culture?
I'm not sure. It's a quirk, hey? It's a real quirk. It's fascinating. It is.
It's a great sociology study.
Well, maybe that could be my PhD.
Yeah, I think so.
PhD study.
Poor old, the late, great Doc Mason.
Oh, I know.
Who was actually, we were talking about, you know, speaking voices. He was really mild-mannered.
Yeah.
You know,
quite articulate and considered in the way that he spoke too. Like he wasn't bogan at all.
Yeah.
But it's almost like he took a persona on the stage. So.
Well, I guess you got to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. So well done. The Angels at number two. And number one, again, once the first three notes of this on a piano.
It's pretty hard to mistake anything else. It's got to be Chisel. They've entered the Hall of Fame, so they have to be.
The newly crowned, or the newly anointed Bogan Hall of Fame, Cold Chisel.
Yep.
K-San.
Yeah. So it's not your favourite song. You're even pulling a face now.
I am.
Yeah.
And mainly because, look, you know, love what Jimmy Barnes has done. No issue with him. I've just been at so many parties and so many places where this is the last song they play the night. And drunken people are, you know, even the guy that's just thrown up and gone, oh, K-San, and comes back and sings it with vomit breath. Like this is... I've just got some really unhappy memories of this song. Oh, and you're going, really? Why can't we have Donna Summer? Let's dance. Let's dance the last dance.
Or Black is Black.
No, but, you know, or New York, New York also was so overplayed. Stop it, people. But let's have a list of songs that are banned from being the last song ever at any kind of function. K-San and New York, New York. They're on my list.
Okay, right. Mm. Very clearly, everybody, take note.
So, yes, I get there's a story. I get that, you know, Jimmy Barnes is... You know, about all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
It actually talks about very serious issues.
Yes, it does.
None of all of which are lost on the audience as they scream it out.
Yeah, you wonder. Or a lot of which. Oh, probably. You're probably right because they're just kind of singing it out. But it's kind of got like that little undercurrent because Australians are ridiculously proud of our Anzac heritage, and you wonder whether part of it is that undercurrent of, you know, I'm going to scream this at the top of my lungs because that's my way of, I don't know.
Like supporting vets, really. Yeah. Vietnam vets, which are...
Yeah, I know, which were ostracized.
They're all the same now, but, you know, for a very long time.
Yeah, they weren't recognised at all. I know. Anyway.
Look, because shall we go there and say, it's the war we lost.
Yeah.
Americans don't like talking about that. Interestingly, in Vietnam, so I've been to Vietnam.
Yes, you have. Lucky.
They call it the American War.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting?
It was. Absolutely. But they've kind of moved on, and they're like, hey, you know, whatever, it happened. Yeah. Here's some stuff in a museum if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got quite a few friends who are vets and varying degrees of coping with life even now. So it's... You know, anything that can bring people together, give them a cause, give them something.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And Chisel was quite good at some of that stuff as well. So, you know, they wrote a song about...
They wrote songs well.
Very well.
It's just they screamed them in pubs and...
Well, that's the interesting thing about Jimmy Barnes' voice. So doctors have actually looked at it because I think it's bizarro that he can... It's almost like there's two components, and I'm not quite sure how this works, but he can scream a song... and but actually not have a voice. So he can't speak, but he can scream a song. So he can have some kind of weird-ass laryngitis thing where he, it, it's odd. I remember him talking in an interview about it, how the doctors couldn't understand how he could be on stage screaming his lungs out after drinking a bottle of vodka, and yet he couldn't actually speak. So they were kind of like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Because
that's, I mean, Brian Johnson from AC/DC has just been told by doctors to, stop singing.
Fascinating thing. But then, you know, he's, and he's Barnsley in his, you know, later life has, you know, done, you know, croony sort of songs and stuff. And it's actually got a lovely voice.
He had a soul. Well, yes, but it's the screamy thing that just gets to me.
It gets to you. And it's been the last song and the memories attached to it. And it's taking a serious thing and it, everyone's just screaming it like they're drunken loons. I get it.
Hence why it is the Bogan National Anthem. It's a number one on our Bogan National Anthem.
Bogan National Anthem. Well, that was fun. But you know what was weird? We kind of went, you know, dark there a little.
I know.
With, like, issues and life.
We fully intended to take the piss out of these.
I know.
And they went, actually, they're not too bad.
We kind of enjoyed it, you know. We did, didn't we?
And we've both kind of grown up in Bogan-esque environments.
Oh, you betcha.
So we understand the culture. Yes. We've just kind of gone a slightly different direction with our lives.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we don't like some of that or can just stick our foot in the water sometimes and then stick it out. That's okay.
I appreciate it. And it's also why I think that, you know, as I told you about the Angels, where you can kind of be at a thing like that, a day on the green, which is an event that happens in country in Australia, so in the country as opposed to in the city. And you can be in an event like that and just kind of sit back and just watch it.
Because
you're in it, but you're not in it at the same time. It's like one of those weird...
You're just there watching, not participating.
Fascinates me. But I love our Bogans. I love our national anthems.
In small doses.
Not one after the other. Actually, no. We will be doing one after the other because we'll create a playlist out of it.
We will.
So if you want to get your...
You want to get your Bogue on. Yeah.
Go for it.
This is going to be the list. Starting with the VB ad. And it just... It goes from there.
Builds and builds.
Enjoy, people. Enjoy. You're welcome.
Get your Bogan on.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
We will see you next time.
Ta-ta.